So, contrary to announcements, I'm not speaking so much on the pastimes of Lord Baladev today, just a little, because I was thinking that Guru Padma will also be speaking some of the leelas during his dramatic reading. So we're speaking today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about the position, the tattva, of Lord Baladev and the significance of Lord Balaram in the life of the devotee. So that will be the focus. And this is from the Adi Leela, the fifth chapter, and texts 4 to 11. So the verses that we'll chant are 10 and 11. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have described the glory of Sri Krishna Chaitanya in 6 verses, and now in the next 5 verses, I'll describe the glories of Lord Nityananda. So this description and analysis of the position of Lord Balaram, it comes in a description of Lord Nityananda. Text 4. Sava avatari Krishna svayam bhagavan tanaradvitiya deha Sri Balarama. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations, and Lord Balaram is his second body. Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primeval Lord, the original form of Godhead, and his very first expansion is Sri Balaram. The Personality of Godhead can expand himself in unlimited forms. The forms that have unlimited potency are called Svamsa, and forms that have limited potencies, the living entities, are called Vivinamsha. Ekai Svaruptanye Vina Matrakaya Adyakaya Vyava Krishna Lilara Sahaya. These two, Krishna and Balaram, are one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. So Lord Balaram is a svamsha expansion of the Lord, and therefore there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is in bodily structure. As the first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the chief deity amongst all of the quadruple forms, and he is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in transcendental activities. Se Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra Se Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvipa as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Sankarsana Karana Taya Shai Gabhoda Shai Chapa Bodhi Shai Shishas Chaya Shyam Sakala Sanicha Nandakya Rama Sharanam Mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsan, Seshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary expansions and the portions of his plenary portions. Sri Balaram Goshani Mala Sankarsana Pancharupa Dari Karina Krishna Savana. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsan. He assumes 5 other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Apane Karena Krishna Lila Har Sahaya Shrishti Lila Karya Kaya Daya Charikaya. He helps himself in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in 4 other forms. And texts 10 and 11 we'll chant. Shrishyadi kaseva chandra agyarapalana. Shesharupi kare krishnera vividha sevana.
Shesha rupyaka vishne rajina sumana.
Sabarupya ashvadaya krishna sevananda.
Sabarupya ashvadaya krishna sevananda.
Seva rama gora sange nityananda.
Seva rama gora sange nityananda.
Shrishyadika sevatan ragyarapalana.
Shrishyadika sevatan ragyarapalana.
Sesharu Hare Krishna Ravivida Sivana
Shesha Rupya Hare Krishna Ravivida
Sivana Sarva Rupya Ashvadaya Krishna Sevananda
Sarva Rupya Ashvadaya Krishna Sevananda
Sevala Rama Gora Sange Nityananda
Sevala Rama Gora Sange Nityananda
Srishti Adhika.
Srishti Adhika.
Oh, sorry. Srishti Adhika Seva.
Srishti Adhika Seva.
Service in the matter of creation.
Tanva.
Is.
Avyara.
Of the order.
Palana.
Execution.
Sesha Rupe.
The form of Lord Sesha.
Kare.
Das. Krishnera, of Lord Krishna,
Vividha Sevana,
varieties of service,
Sarvarupe,
in all these forms,
Ashvadaye,
tastes,
Krishna
Sevarananda, the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. Se
Balarama,
that Lord Balaram,
Gaurasange,
with Gaurasunda,
Nityananda,
Lord Nityananda. Translation to the verses. Lord Balaram executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Sesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasunda. Shri Balaram ki jai! Amagyana tamarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshur malitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Actually, we'll start with the purport to this verse by Srila Prabhupada. According to expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarshan. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands in five forms: Mahasankarshan, Karanadakshai, Gavadakshai, Shiradakshai, and Sesha. These five plenary portions are responsible for the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. In the five forms, Lord Balaram assists Krishna in all of his activities. The first four are responsible for the cosmic manifestations, whereas Sesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Sesha is called Ananta, or unlimited, because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing unlimited varieties of service. Sri Balaram is the servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the same servitor Godhead, Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga in his constant association. Namaram Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namane Namaram Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Bancha Kalpa Trubhyas Chaya Kripa Santubhya Eva Chaya Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So here we hear that Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, the first of unlimited expansions. It's said in the Adi Leela that Krishna's expansions can be divided into many categories, quite bewildering numbers of categories. Some of the simple categories, Shishi Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Baladev Savadra Devi ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Some of the simple categories, or simpler categories of Krishna's expansions are Prakash and Vilas. So the Prakash expansions of Krishna are those that have exactly the same form as Krishna himself. And really it's just Krishna himself appearing in more numbers. So we see that in the pastime of Krishna tying up the seven bulls during the Swayamvara, and also in Dwarka and many palaces, 16,000 Krishnas are living and they all look the same. But in his Vilas expansions, that's the Prakash, and the Vilas expansions, they all look a little different. So these varied forms can be of two types also. So now we're already to three types. So the two types are Svamsha and Vibhinamsha. So Svamsha, it said in the purport, are those expansions of Krishna that have just the same potency of Krishna. And the Vibhinamsha are those with a very limited display of potency, and that's the jivas, or the living entities. So the Svamsha, amongst the Svamsha, it's said that Krishna is like the original candle, and Krishna, by lighting and expanding his potency into many other candles, creates flames of the same quality. But at the same time, as we know, there are candles that can produce more light and some candles produce less light. The big candles that they have in Mayapur for the power cuts, they produce a bright light just like an electric light bulb, whereas a birthday candle produces a small light. But Lord Balaram, it said in the Madhyalila actually, that Krishna and Balaram, they may have a different colour, but they're exactly of the same potency. And that means that of Krishna's 64 qualities, Lord Balaram, he manifests all of them. So normally it's said that only Krishna has four special qualities, even those above Lord Vishnu and Lord Ram. But Lord Balaram also shares in those four distinguishing qualities. So I was thinking that some of you actually know these four distinguishing qualities of Krishna. So I'm going to ask Pandavi Jaikova.
Peacock feather.
He does have a peacock feather, but it's Lord Vishnu also wears a peacock feather. So there's something else that's special. There are four qualities of sweetness associated with devotees.
The jewel.
He does have a jewel, but Lord Vishnu also has the jewel. Yeah, Lord Vishnu also wears it. Venu Madhura, Madhurya, that Krishna has a flute, whereas Lord Vishnu doesn't have a flute, and he plays it very sweetly to attract all of the devotees of Gokul. But Lord Balaram, he has a flute. And?
He dances the rasa dance.
Oh, yeah, he dances the rasa dance. That's true. That's part of one other quality of Krishna, which is Lila Madhura, Madhurya, which is the very amazing pastimes of with his devotees. Especially in his youth, Lord Vishnu mainly appears as the Ishvara, but Krishna has charming pastimes as an adolescent and a child. Lord Balaram also dances the rasa dance. Yeah, he's never alone because he's always with. Yeah, he's always with his associates, and between them is Prem Madhurya, which is the loving relationships, very special quality that's exchanged between Krishna and his devotees. And Lord Balaram also shares in those. Yeah, he has Venu Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, and? Oh, he's an expert. Rupa Madhurya. So Krishna's beauty is incomparable to all of his other expansions. But just in a different colour, in a whitish colour, Lord Balaram exhibits the same bodily beauty. So Lord Balaram, it said he has 24 principal expansions. And these are the Vaikuntha forms with the weapons in different places in their hands. So they begin that Lord Balaram expands as Maha Sankarshan, and along with Sankarshan is Vasudev, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So these are four first expansions of Lord Balaram, and from them come three other expansions each, so that makes 12. So therefore we've got 4 plus 12. And also from the four original expansions, Sankarshan, Vasudev, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, there's another two set of expansions that come from them. So altogether it makes 24. So the 12 expansions, we say those every day. So I think we can say them because they're not only the names, they've been, the 12 months of the year have been given the names of those 12 expansions of Balaram. Also when we say Archaman, we say those 12 names, and when we put on our tilak, we say those 12 names. So who will like to have a go at the 12 names of the expansions of Lord Balaram?
Yes, sir.
Om Keshav. Madhavaya. Govinda. Vishnu. So that's Vishnu. Vaman. Yeah, we can do them in order also. Madhusudan, Trivikram. Oh, that's Vamana. Sridhar. Rishikesh. Padmanabha. Damodar. And Vasudev. Okay. Some people put on tilak in 12 places. Okay. So, Oh, what did I forget? Oh, Narayana, Krishna in the navel, yeah, that's true. Oh, that's interesting that Lord Narayana is the navel, because that's the form where he has a navel like a lotus. So the eight expansions, they include avatars such as Purushottam and Achyuta. So unlimited expansions, they're all coming from Lord Balaram. And it's also mentioned there, from Balaram are coming the three Vishnu forms of Karanadakshay Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Shiradakshay Vishnu, from whom all of the material universes are manifest. And his other form, did anyone remember the fifth one? The form that personally expands to serve Lord Vishnu or Krishna in all of his incarnations. Anantasesha. So from Anantasesha it said that even the spiritual world manifests from Anantasesha. So I was thinking that's interesting, because normally the spiritual world we say it's eternal, how can it be created? But Srila Prabhupada says that by the will of Krishna and by the Chit Shakti, then Lord Balaram is actually manifesting the whole spiritual world. It said in Brahma Samhita, this one's from Madhur Leela, that Lord Balaram is manifesting the spiritual world, which is shaped like the whirl of a lotus, and all of the unlimited Vaikuntha planets that surround it. Although they're eternal, they exist because of the arrangement of Lord Balaram. And when Krishna appears in this material world in his avatar, Lord Balaram manifests the whole spiritual world again and within this material world. So this is an aspect of great service to Krishna, and also an aspect of Lord Balaram's mercy upon the conditioned souls, that he's thinking that the whole spiritual world should descend into the material world just to make it auspicious. And when he's here, he appears as everything in the Dham, all of the pastime places, as the shoes of Krishna, as the bed of Krishna, the chariot of Krishna, all of the paraphernalia, Krishna's jewelry, his nose ring, everything that Krishna needs, Lord Balaram immediately expands to provide that service. So another way to explain Ananta is that Lord Balaram has unlimited desires to serve Krishna, and unlimited capacity also, which is unlike us. Sometimes we have a big desire and we find that our capacity is quite small. And for this reason, Lord Balaram is continually appearing either as the younger brother or the older brother of Krishna, just to render many different services. Some purposes of Lord Balaram's descent along with Krishna are those described in the Bhagavad Gita 4.7 and 4.8. Yada yada hi dhammasya glaniya bhavati bharata abhyutanam adhammasya tadatmanam srijanyaham haritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chudaskritam dhammasam shtapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Anyone want to have a go at the translation?
Yes,
with the translation. Rupadma Prabhu.
The second one is called the liberated work is to reestablish the principles of religion. I abide myself.
Okay, so the first best line is whenever and wherever.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious principles, a predominant rise of irreligion, I descend myself.
Okay, so these are some of the general purposes that Lord Balaram fulfills in his descent. He protects religious principles, is one thing, especially by establishing sadhachara, or the correct etiquette, the correct behaviour and respect of the living entity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that may include chastising demons to set the standard of religious principles. And therefore that reason, Lord Balaram is known as Haladhara and Gadadhar. He's carrying the plough and the club to help him in the re-establishment of religious principles, which sometimes can be a strenuous business. And I was thinking, we should think of some examples also of how Lord Balaram is setting the record straight and showing how to behave properly. So maybe someone can think of a pastime of Lord Balaram like that, where he's showing proper behaviour. Yeah, he showed how to respect the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Romahashan Sutta, what was his fault? Yeah. He was sitting on the Vyasasan, but he didn't show proper respect. Yeah, he didn't stand up for Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram poked him with a piece of kusha grass and immediately he dropped dead. So this is the potency of Lord Balaram. Also, Lord Baladev, in the dream of Pundarik Vijayanidhi, he chastised him in the same way. That Pundarik Vijayanidhi, he visited the temple of Lord Jagannath during the festival of Odan Shasti, when they offer new cloth, I think, to Lord Jagannath. I think it's the first day they also wear a warm chadar in the winter. They celebrate that in Mayapur also. All the gopis wear chadars that day. So he was thinking that the cloth looked very starchy and uncomfortable, and he was thinking that these pujaris, they're not very rasika, they don't know how to please the senses of the Lord. So he was feeling like a little superior. And then in his dream, first he saw Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and he was approaching them for blessings, but when he reached them, they began to slap his cheeks, especially Lord Baladev. He was slapping very hard the cheeks of Pundarik Vijayanidhi. And when he woke up, he was in an ecstasy that he received personal chastisement from the Lord, and his cheeks actually still felt burning. And later everyone was going, "Your cheeks are very red today." And he was feeling great happiness for this reciprocation. But sometimes also, Baladev, he's not reciprocating in a loving way with the devotees, but in a very heavy way, like with Rukmi also. He smashed the teeth of the king of Kashi, and then he cracked the skull of Rukmi, who were very offensive in their behaviour towards Krishna, and who were cheating also at dice. So these forms of Krishna are unlimited, ananta, and they give unlimited service to Krishna. Ananta says she's glorifying Krishna continually, and more names than can be imagined. And Sankarshan, the meaning of Sankarshan is that he's attracted from one womb to another womb. So that's interesting, that before the appearance of Lord Balaram in the womb of Rohini, the second wife of Vasudev, that Lord Balaram appeared in the womb of Devaki. So his purpose then was to purify and prepare the womb of Devaki for the auspicious appearance of Krishna. So it's said that Devaki, before she had Balaram, she had six other children, and these are known as the Garbhasuras, or the demons who appeared in the womb. So it's unusual to think that Devaki would have demons in her womb, but this is it's symbolizing actually an interesting point, that Devaki represents devotion to Krishna, and Kamsa represents obstacles or material influence that prevents devotion to Krishna. And these six demons who took birth in the womb of Devaki, they represent six demoniac qualities that the living entity struggles with in its practice of spiritual life. So these six qualities are, and from the Matajis, not that they have more experience in these qualities, but lust, anger, greed, and three more: madness, envy, and moha, illusion, yeah. So the idea is that when Devaki becomes fearful of Kamsa, so in other words, when a person rendering devotional service tries to avoid and becomes fearful of material influence, that's healthy, and the six demoniac qualities are diminished or destroyed. So in this way, Lord Balaram appears after the destruction of those demoniac qualities, and everything becomes auspicious for the appearance of Krishna. The service of Lord Balaram, a lot can be said about it. Although he's equal to Krishna in every respect, in fact he's the Shaktiman, he's the possessor of all potencies, Lord Balaram, he prefers to take the position of Shakti, or the servant of Lord Krishna, because it's Krishna's energies who serve Krishna. He usually appears as the younger brother of Krishna in the humble position, like as Lakshman. But Lord Balaram, he doesn't mind also to appear as the older brother, which seems to be a superior position, but actually it allows him to render even better service to Krishna. It's said that as Lord Lakshman, he encountered some obstacles and unpleasant duties in serving Lord Ram, and in fact he felt dissatisfied with some of the tasks that Lord Ram ordered him to do, and as the younger brother he had to carry them out. Can you think of some of these unpleasant tasks he had to tolerate one after another? Yeah, Ram actually asked her to carry her and abandon her in the forest. More?
Gorakh Sita mentioned. When he was working for the deer.
Yeah, Ram left, and he was left behind with Sita and became entangled in so much difficulty. There was something even more painful things. Gaurahari must know them all. When Lord Ram decided to test Sita's purity after he had brought her back, from Lanka, he asked Lakshman to do something very horrible. Yeah, he had to collect all of the wood and light the fire to burn Sita. And it was too painful for him, actually. Even before everything started, when Dasarath exiled Ram at the request of Kaikeyi, Lakshman became very angry. He said, "This is not proper. And you should not go to the forest. In fact, I'm going to kill Dasarath." And this was his mood. But in obedience to Ram, he had to follow everything. So it's said that after such an experience, Lord Balaram decided that from that time on, he would always appear as the older brother. And Krishna would have to listen to everything he said. And in that way, he could render better service. So it's true that in Krishna and Balaram's pastimes, Krishna respects Balaram as the older brother and he listens to him. But Balaram prefers the position of a devotee to the position of the Ishvara. In fact, he relishes it very much. There's a very beautiful verse here from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Baladev, Lakshman, Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Sesha, and Lord Sankarshan, these are all expansions of Balaram, they taste the nectarian mellows of transcendental bliss of Lord Krishna by recognizing themselves to be his devotees and servants. They are all mad with that happiness of service and they know nothing else. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preferred to identify himself as Das 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 Anuha, Gopipada Kamali, or Das 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 Anuha. Dasaha. I got it wrong. So he identifies himself as the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. And this is because the servant, by being the servant, you can become more dear to Lord Krishna than Krishna is dear to himself. And in that way, you can take a position that in some ways is even superior to that of Krishna. Although it's not the motivation of the servant, but Krishna submits himself to the control of the devotee. And why this is explained in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna says, because the devotee has no other interest apart from service to the Lord, and that's the only motivation in their heart, then they win Krishna actually by their love, and he submits himself to them. He says, when I speak of my devotee, even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Without saintly persons, for whom I'm the only destination, I can't even enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. And Krishna, so therefore Krishna says that unless he is very close to these devotees, although he has so many opulences, he doesn't enjoy it. Although so many wonderful pastimes are taking place, it's nothing without the love of the devotees. So the devotee is anyabhilasita sunya. He has no material desires in the heart. Only he wants to please Krishna by his service. And it's interesting, therefore, that Krishna says, I am always in the heart of such devotees, and those devotees are in my heart. Because when Krishna first appeared in the prison house of Kamsa, where did he first appear, actually, in this material world when he came? Yeah, he came in the heart of Vasudeva. That was the first place. He didn't appear on a cloud, or he didn't appear with Gandharvas blowing trumpets. He first manifested in the heart of Vasudeva, and then he was transferred to the womb of Devaki. So this is something about the nature of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport to that verse of the ninth canto that not only is a devotee dear, but the devotee of the devotee of the devotee, they're even more dear to Krishna. And therefore we should aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas through the parampara of Krishna. And that's the way to actually please Krishna. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadam nagati katopi. That if one's very sincerely serving the spiritual master, who's the representative of that line of parampara, then he pleases and satisfies Krishna. But if one doesn't approach in that way through guru parampara, then Krishna will never be satisfied. Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport to Nitaipada Kamala, this bhajan, that it's quite difficult actually to satisfy Krishna. But if one approaches the and takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then everything becomes very easy, and one will very easily get the shelter of Krishna. So this is demonstrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita with the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. So as everyone knows, he was born in a rich family and his parents were very protective of him, and they wouldn't allow him to go and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes in Puri. But one time he approached the devotees who were gathered around Lord Nityananda, and before approaching he offered obeisances at quite a distant place, and Lord Nityananda, seeing his humility, it melted his heart. He became very pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami, but he manifested his pleasure in quite an unusual way. He called out, thief! You know, chore! You know, he's a thief! And he sent the devotees to run and catch Raghunath Das and bring him for punishment. But why was he calling him a thief? Why was he a thief? Yeah, so why is that like a thief? Yeah, what did he steal though? He not only stole the heart of Lord Nityananda, but he'd stolen away the opportunity to associate with him. He was keeping himself separate from the devotee, so Lord Nityananda was chastising him. And when they forcibly brought Raghunath Das close, he offered his obeisances to Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda put his feet and pressed them on his head. So he got the mercy incredible mercy from Lord Nityananda. And very soon after that, it said that he got the opportunity to escape from his family and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srila Prabhupada writes here, and the purport to the song Nitai Parakamala. From Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram, we have to acquire spiritual strength. No amount of material strength can help in the advancement of spiritual life. We must derive spiritual strength. Just as we have to take electricity from a powerhouse, not directly from the powerhouse, but through the electrical lines, so through the wiring, that means. Similarly, the disciplic succession means that the strength is descending from the original person, Krishna, through the spiritual master, through the Guru Parampara. So that's an analogy for Bhakti Freddy Prabhu, how we derive electrical energy, not directly from the powerhouse. If you plug straight into the powerhouse, you'll be fried. But through the wiring and through series of transformers, we get electricity in a usable form. So this is the special significance of Lord Balaram in the life of a devotee, that he's not only the example of the perfect service attitude to Krishna, and in that way he's acting as the original spiritual master, but he's also, through his expansions as the Guru Parampara, he's relishing devotional service, and he's training others in devotional service and then empowering them to perform it. And in this way, he's making possible all spiritual interactions between the devotee and the spiritual master on behalf of Krishna. So those interactions, they can be very mysterious and mystical, because it appears that the spiritual master is an ordinary person who's limited by time and space and a material body. But we see that many times the devotees are having dreams of their spiritual master and receiving very meaningful instructions in that way. The devotees are rendering service and making offerings of many things to the guru when he's not there, and yet he's accepting, and the disciple feels satisfaction in the heart. Also, the spiritual master, he can understand the mind of the disciple, and he can act and deal with them in a way, maybe not even consciously sometimes, but in a way that perfectly trains that disciple in spiritual life. So although he's not omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent, by the potency of Lord Balaram, he's able to know things, empower devotees, and be with his disciple in many different times, places and circumstances. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, in his song Gurudev, he's calling out, Baladiya Koro, please just give me a drop of your mercy, give me strength. Alone I have no strength, no intelligence. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his song Ohe Vaishnava Thakura, he's similarly calling out that alone I have no strength to carry on the sankirtan of the holy name. Please just give me a drop of your mercy, give me some faith. So through the spiritual master is coming the empowerment of Lord Balaram, the mercy of Lord Balaram. And therefore we offer our obeisances first to Guru and first to Lord Balaram before we approach Krishna. We have a little more time. Lord Chaitanya, he made this point very strongly. There was a devotee, Mukunda, actually, once he approached Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who were together, and he first offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, being the sannyasi, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then he offered his obeisances to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya chastised him. He said, first you offer your obeisances to Lord Nityananda. He's the original spiritual master. This is the proper way to approach. And on the day of Guru Purnima, he set the example by offering Vyasa Puja to Lord Nityananda, along with all the devotees he worshipped, Lord Nityananda. Once also there was a devotee, a great devotee of Lord Nityananda called Miniketan Ram. So he was a cowherd boy of in Vrindavan, a devotee of Lord Balaram, one of the friends of Balaram. And therefore he was very attached to Lord Nityananda. But one time, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was in Navadvipa or in Jagannath Puri, but he went to the home of the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he said, I have great faith in Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Nityananda I'm not sure about him. He's quite an unusual person. I don't have that same confidence. Minaketan Ram became so disturbed that he broke his flute on the ground and immediately left. And it was seen that very shortly after, this brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he fell down from spiritual life. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he left home also to leave the association of that brother. Well, there's one quote here. Where did I get it? Oh, yeah, this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat in the Adi Kanda. It's, so this is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat is Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says that one who has no love for Lord Balaram is rejected by both the Lord and his devotees. So one who, in other words, if you want to put it in a more positive light, one who has love and respect and faith for Lord Balaram and the Guru Parampara, then they're accepted eagerly by the Lord and his devotees. The idea that Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda are one and the same is expressed very nicely in the song Hari Hari Bifale. It's said there that Balaram hoi lo nitai, Balaram hoi lo nitai, that Lord Balaram has descended as Lord Nityananda. And it's written in Chaitanya Charitamrita here. Sri Krishna and Balaram, the personalities of Godhead, who formerly appeared in Vrindavan and were millions of times more effulgent than the sun and moon, they've now appeared over the eastern horizon of Gaudadesh, West Bengal, being very compassionate for the fallen state of the world. So this appearance of Krishna and Balaram as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is especially meant to give mercy or give doi to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. And some of the qualities of Lord Nityananda in serving Lord Chaitanya in this capacity are described in the following verses. And I thought it's interesting because this is how the mood of Lord Balaram to give unlimited service translates into the setting of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, which is known as Gaudadesh, overflooded that country with the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is by nature very much inspired in rendering transcendental loving service to Lord Krishna. Being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributes loving service anywhere and everywhere. I offer innumerable obeisances to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, who's so kind that he spreads the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address Nityananda Prabhu as his elder brother, whereas Nityananda Prabhu thinks of himself as the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram himself, but nonetheless he always thinks of himself as the eternal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He requests everyone else to also serve Sri Krishna Chaitanya, to chant his glories and utter his name. Nityananda Prabhu claims that person to be his life and soul, who renders devotional service unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore we see that the mood of Lord Balaram is, as we said, is not only to directly render service to Lord Krishna, but also to inspire and engage others in the service of Krishna. So I was thinking today is a special opportunity to take, to get the shelter of Lord Balaram and the Guru Parampara and all of the Vaishnavas. And therefore we should try to associate today with those devotees who have great faith in the Guru Parampara and Lord Balaram and who are greedy to hear the instructions and follow the instructions of the Guru Parampara, and who are very expert at also practically carrying out those instructions. So we should try to engage ourselves in service and engage others in service. And in that way, we can inspire Lord Balaram and become dear to Krishna. I think that's all I have to say about Lord Balaram today. I'll read the translation of these two verses again. Lord Balaram executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Sesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasundara. Shri Balaram Mahotsava ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Baladev ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Does any devotees have any points they want to bring out about Lord Balaram?
Lakshmi, you mentioned that Lakshmi and Balaram, Lakshmi was contented in Lord Ram's pastimes, and Balaram is older than is. I was thinking, can you say something about what Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya's relation in terms of younger and older?
Yeah, I'll just speak to the level of my realization. But Lord Nityananda is many years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think when he first met Lord Chaitanya was in his early 20s, and Nityananda was already about 50 years of age. So he appeared in the village of Ekachakra many years before, and he was a contemporary of Advaita Acharya. He was also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So in that way, he was not only older in years than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was also the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, Ishvara Puri. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first met Lord Nityananda, it said that he was in his house in Navadvipa and the devotees were having kirtan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped them at one point and he began to call out in great love, Nityananda, Nityananda! And the devotees were, "Who? Eternal bliss? What's this?" And he said, "Go out and find my eternal elder brother, he's appeared." And so they went to many places, but they didn't find him. The next day, finally, they found Lord Nityananda. But when he embraced Lord Nityananda and became filled with so much happiness to be reunited with Balaram, Krishna Balaram, he accepted him as his senior, but Lord Nityananda was feeling himself to be the humble servant. And yet we find that Lord Chaitanya was quite very respectful, as I said, offering the Guru Puja to Lord Nityananda. And lucky for us, the servant, Lord Nityananda, is more merciful than the master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And out of deference to the wishes of Lord Nityananda, he'll even save the Jagais and Madais that otherwise he might feel inclined to kill. So in that way, he's actually submitting himself to the desire of Lord Nityananda. I can't say much more than that.